Or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Go!
Listen to myself for
morning, Mary Jo!
Bring down your neck.
Of course you know why we're playing this song.
Today the world is supposed to end.
Yes.
A, which means before that happens.
Yeah.
Kentucky's going to beat Florida.
Right. I mean, we have to at least hold out till then. Keep it up there, Brad. We want to hear the part where he says,
it's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Until your heartbeat. Oh, I tried so hard to learn all the words of the song back in the day.
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps going. Is it? Have you read any of the end of the world stories? I've just seen the headline.
That's all.
Yeah.
What do we need? What more do I need to know? Like, if the world's ending, it doesn't really matter how it ends.
Yeah. I guess I don't believe in trying to find out the logic and reasoning behind it, because I know that no one on this planet can predict the day that the world comes to an end.
This is also like the 15,000th time they've said, this is the date the world's going to end.
Like the Mayan calendar, was that 2012 that was supposed to happen?
Yeah.
No, you can't predict it.
What about Y2K?
That was great. No, Y2K was great.
That was great. I was doing a live shot outside of an ATM in Terre Haute, Indiana at midnight. Like, like it was going to explode.
Cash is going to be flying out of this thing come 12:01. It's going to be mania. Yeah. As long as the end of the world holds off until Kentucky beats Florida, we'll be fine. Because that's happening today.
I mean, everybody feels it, right?
Yes.
And that's including, I almost feel like Vegas. Like, yes, Florida is a slight favorite, but really, if you figure the Kentucky's at home, and that's 3 points in the line, the latest one I saw was 2. I mean, they got it as a push.
Yeah.
Basically.
It keeps moving down. Opened at 4, and
I saw it as low as 1.5.
Yeah, as low as 1.5, which means people are putting money on the Cats. And then you've got, it's the trendy upset, I guarantee you, College Game Day at the end, instead of 4 against, it's going to be 4 in favor of Kentucky.
Yeah, that's going to be the upset today, because there's not a whole, I mean, there's a couple other good games today.
A couple.
But not many. It's not a huge slate.
No, there's definitely not.
Like, what is playing on the SEC network before Kentucky's game today is garbage.
Louisiana Tech at South Carolina?
Yeah.
Not watching that one. What about UMass at Tennessee? I'm still miffed about Alabama at Vandy. I know Vandy has played better. They've beaten a couple ranked opponents now. But, oh, I mean.
But we know the outcome of that game, right?
Yeah.
Like, I
mean, Vandy Vegas says the outcome is 18.5 points for Alabama. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, a better Vandy team is still light years away from a decent Alabama team.
Yeah.
And then Alabama's number one, so I just don't see that happening.
Mississippi State, Georgia, that should be the 3:30 CBS game.
100%.
I mean, that is the big game. Auburn, Mizzou. Now, at 3:30, ESPN has TCU, Oklahoma State. That's probably the best game of the day. Because the rest of it, like ABC's game tonight is Penn State at Iowa.
I know. Boring. Ugh.
You'd watch corn grow or watch that game. Notre Dame at Michigan State.
Or if you were in Iowa, you could just do both, Dan. That's where it happens. That's where the corn grows.
Yeah, the other night game on Fox is Notre Dame at Michigan State.
I mean, some years that sounds good, you know? But really, this Kentucky,
yes,
Florida game has the most implications for sure out of any of these games, because I mean that's putting you in the driver's seat in the SEC East,
which Jim McElwain says has already happened for Kentucky.
I'm not there yet.
No.
No.
Yeah, but at 7:30 tonight, It is Florida, Kentucky, and Mississippi State, Georgia is the only other game on worth watching. So, a lot of eyes will be on Kentucky, especially if it's tight late.
Yeah.
As it should be. Now, today, we have at 11 o'clock, one of the guys who was on the Kentucky team that last beat Florida in 1986, Cornell Burbidge. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock. So we'll talk to him about that.
I have a feeling that most of those guys don't want to be known as that anymore.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
How about that 1986 season? Let me just tell you about that. Because I've got some voodoo magic here for
okay.
you. That is going to put Kentucky over the top. November 15th, 1986, 10-3, Kentucky beats Florida at Commonwealth Stadium. UK started out the 1986 season 3-0, just like this year.
Is already eerie.
One of those three wins was over Southern Miss.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just like this year. How about this? UK and Southern Miss have only met four times in 127 years of UK football. In those years that UK played Southern Miss, they also played Florida. 1949, Kentucky beats Southern Miss 71-7. UK beats Florida 35-0. 1986, UK beats Southern Miss 32-0. UK beats Florida 10-3. Last year, UK loses to Southern Miss and Florida. This year, Kentucky beats Southern Miss 24-17. That's it! What else do you need to know?
This has got to happen.
That's all you need
to know. It's just got to. And I can only imagine, I am not fortunate enough to be going to the game tonight, but I can only imagine that there will probably be a couple of other times where I can feel like the atmosphere will be better. And those were all to finish the game, like the LSU game and the Louisville game that year.
Yeah.
To start out this game, that might be the most energized crowd we have seen in a long time.
Georgia last year was top-notch from start to finish. There was a feeling that Kentucky could beat Georgia.
Mississippi State was pretty good last year, too. Mm-hmm.
It was.
But this is going to be from the get-go. The uniforms are coming out, the chrome helmets, the pom-poms.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sellout.
The all-day tailgating.
I mean, it's... All the ingredients are there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know who else was on that 1986 team?
Bill Ramsdale?
Joe Worley. Dan, why do you bring up Joe Worley's name, you ask? He holds the school record for made field goals with 57. Current Wildcat Austin McGinnis has 56. He's just one away from tying the record of the guy who played on the 1986 team that beat Florida. What else do you want, people? It's happening.
And yet, there's this part of me that says, I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
So it's just,
there's
until
a little
it happens,
Lucy in you with the football pulling it right
there really,
out.
There really is.
Well, I mean, it's the longest active win streak over a major opponent in an annual series. I mean, Florida has it over Kentucky. That's no one else. Is dominating another opponent like Florida is dominating Kentucky over these last 30 years. But, I mean, two of the last three meetings have been decided by 6 points or less. Of course, there was the 36-30, three overtime game in Gainesville. 14-9 in 2015, the drop pass in the end zone.
And the year before that was, the delay of game that was missed.
So,
there have been some other close calls. I mean, there have been some other really close calls.
2003, I believe the year was. I was living in Columbus, Georgia.
Was that when Jared?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're out and about. It's not on TV for our cable system at this time, 2003. The ESPNU was in its infancy. And so it just wasn't part of the basic package or whatever. I just didn't have it. So I'm listening to it, though, on the radio. And it's tight. I'm like, we've got to find a sports bar in this town that's got this game on. Went to like three places before we finally found a place in Columbus, Georgia. We're talking in the heart of SEC country. I had to ask them to put the game on, and it was on a small TV of many that were on other SEC games. And that's how we watched the end of that game. which was just, oh, heart-wrenching. Kewon Ratliff, was it? Return, grabbed, got the interception? Was it him?
I don't remember. It was just, it was the, it was brutal. The second it left his hands, you were like, you did it.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Last year, I mean, the last time Florida was here, that atmosphere was out of sight.
It was good.
And I thought for sure Kentucky was winning. Before the season, I bought tickets for that game.
That's why I have some trepidation, because 2 years ago, everyone was sure it was happening, because the year before that was
right.
The delay of game. We should have won at Florida and the whole nine, and we're going to get them at home. And so it's just, until it happens, I don't know. I am nervous, but I'm so jacked up. And there's no other real, like you said, there's no other real games to get excited about today.
No.
Other than this one.
And so, I mean,
by the way, to add fuel to the fire, until I read what you had written to me, I didn't know that Greg Nord had said.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we'll play that, because it's fairly easily to get. I'll get Brad to get it here in the break so you can actually hear him say this. But yeah, Greg Nord, he played here at Kentucky in the 70s.
And coached here.
And then he was a coach under Jerry Claiborne. He was running back's coach the last time UK beat Florida. So I asked him about that.
And then he came back here a few years ago, too.
Yeah, he was with Joker. But he asked him about, hey, you were on the team the last time. He's like, yeah, let's see. Gosh, I don't think he even had kids back then. Now I got grandkids. The thing that, and we won't play this one, but I'll just tell you what he said, is he was asked about, is this a different Kentucky team? How, you know, have they made progress? And he goes into, well, you know, they've spent some money and committed to their facilities, and they've committed to upgrading the stadium. And, but he's saying it in kind of a way that makes you think, yeah, he's kind of salty that they didn't give that commitment to Joker, maybe, you know? Because it happened after Joker, right after Joker left. He goes, well, yeah, I mean, you're given all that. I guess they're progressing. I don't think that deep down he hates Kentucky, even though he spent tons of years at Louisville, many years at Louisville. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's on the Florida side right now, and so that's how his brain operates. But also, what he said about UK that you're referring to, it's the cold hard truth, which was, his comment was along the lines of, well, we're an elite program and they're not, so the streak probably means more to them than it does to us. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, no, of course that's the truth.
But coming from an alum, it hurts even more, doesn't it? Yeah, I was floored that Greg Nord said that. I mean, this week, though, it feels like it's been all about Kentucky. Dan Mullen in his press conference talking about the Georgia game. And he goes, well, looks like we're going to have to face the top two teams in the East this year, Georgia and Kentucky. I'm like, what? What are you talking about, Dan? And because Georgia rotated on to Mississippi State's schedule this year, and Kentucky's the permanent opponent from the East from Miss State. And then, my gosh, Jim McElwain done nothing but praise.
He's laying it on, yeah.
Yeah. Said they're playing as good as anyone in the league. Said they're in the driver's seat in the SEC East.
They make you one-dimensional because you can't run on them.
His words, he said, nobody runs on UK. That's what he said. Nobody runs on UK. Said Stoops now has the players to play the defense that he wants. One of the things that he said that was very interesting to me was that he said he has noticed a difference in the way UK plays defense against first-year starting quarterbacks versus veteran starting quarterbacks. He made the analogy of they do play Josh Dobbs last year differently than they play, I forget who the other analogy, but a team that had a first-year quarterback. And then he said, this is not the same Kentucky team. They've come a long way since I've seen them. Praise is being heaped on.
Yeah.
The driver's seat. How are they in the... Florida's in the driver's seat. They got to win over Tennessee. All right, let's take a break. Did you ever get John Wall? You have it. All right. Okay, let's get to Jeff before we go to the break, because we're going to play John Wall, and it's lengthy. And we just have to play it. We have to play it for you. If you've not heard this, you have to hear John Wall's UK Athletics Hall of Fame induction speech last night.
It was great.
But before we take a break and before we do that, let's talk to Jeff. He's been on the line, 381-1313, if you want to get in here. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, guys?
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mary Jo. How are you?
Doing great.
Mary Jo, I just want to tell you, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm sorry you left LAX, but I'm sure you had to do it for reasons. I don't know why, but I'm glad you're back on the radio.
Tell us, Mary Jo, why did you leave WLEX?
Jeez.
Explain to the audience.
You guys are putting me on the spot.
Your personal decisions in your life and career, and let everyone know. Please let Jeff in on it here.
Okay.
He's concerned, Mary Jo.
I had a crush on Alan Cutler that I just... I couldn't put the fire out.
I thought your crush was on Rob Bromley, Mary Jo. I didn't know, so. But I just want to let you a couple quick Kentucky football things, and I let you guys go. The last time Kentucky started 2-0 in the SEC was 1977, and the last time that they beat Florida and Georgia in the same season was 1977.
Nice.
So
very nice.
And I just want to say this about, I'm glad all the Hall of Famers are in town this weekend to get induction. I know Randall Cobb's back, and like you said, Joe, you're going to play with John Wall speech in a minute. And I just want to say something, too, about Mitch Barnhart, just real quick, the athletic director of Kentucky. And I said this on another station this week, and I don't know how you guys feel about him, or I know you guys know him better than I do, but I think he'll go down in history whenever he leaves Kentucky or retires from Kentucky as the best athletic director this school's ever seen in terms of the sports program in Kentucky. Is in the best shape it's ever been. Last year they finished 10th in the Director's Cup, which is an all sports thing for athletic departments around the country. And I think he does a great job with the program. He's made some great hires in all sports, not just football and basketball. And one final thing, the Kentucky volleyball team plays Sunday at home against LSU. They're ranked 10th in the country. There's only two teams ranked in the top 25 in volleyball in the SEC. That's Florida and Kentucky. And I just want to say that and go Cats. I won't be there tonight at the game, but I'll definitely be watching. And Mary Jo, I enjoyed you at LAX. I know I'll enjoy you on the radio now. And have a great weekend, guys. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jeff. You made my day. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You know, that reminds me, you can get the WLXG app right on your phone and listen to us anywhere you are. So you never have to miss Mary Jo on the radio. You just don't have to do it. Jeff, Mitch Barnhart just texted me. He said, your check is on the way. Well, he's true. He is speaking the truth. I mean, what Mitch has done is quite amazing.
Across all.
Yeah. He came in with a plan. This plan from the beginning was to raise all sports.
And facility upgrades everywhere.
It was hard. It was a hard road. I mean, not everybody was on board with improving volleyball or softball and said, well, those are non-revenue sports. We don't care about that. We care about football and basketball. That's it. Quit spending your money on soccer and everything else and spend it on football. And he did eventually, but he had to take some time. Unfortunately for Rich Brooks and Joker Phillips, the timing wasn't right for the athletic department to spend the money then. So they showed Mitch by not showing up to the games, and then they said, okay, now it's time is right. The time is right because we need that revenue of you coming to the game. So I agree that Kentucky is
It's in good hands.
Yeah, great hands. And then you can tell by the success of the people who have gone on. Like Florida's athletic director right now is Scott Strickland, who was here under Mitch at UK. So, all right, take a break. And when we come back, I'm telling you, if you have not heard John Wall's acceptance speech, we're going to play the whole thing. It's 8 minutes long. It's worth all 8 minutes. Even though it's on the radio and you can't see him, you still...
You'll feel it.
You're going to feel it. Yes. We'll do it next. You're on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further. Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service. Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our fast-track quick print copy center. Our Ricoh High-Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide-format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator sales, fast-track copy service, corporate mailing systems, Ricoh and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or...
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, you know, if we're playing Van Hagar, then it's 1986, baby. That's all we're doing today, 1986. All the number one song from 1986. Do you know what it was, by the way? Now, for this week, this particular week, the Billboard chart number one song was Amanda by Boston.
Gosh, I thought that was older than...
86? Mm-hmm. But the number one song of the year on Billboard...
Danger Zone?
No, that's not even the top 10, Mary Jo. Mm. You've got to go to Dionne Warwick and Company for
That's What Friends Are For. Do you know who the end company is?
Stevie Wonder.
Uh-huh.
Keep Shining.
Uh-huh.
Elton John.
Elton John.
And
I don't know. That's the other one I'm missing.
Gladys Knight
is who I was kind of thinking.
I don't know the other one. All right. Last night, UK Athletics Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and Randall Cobb was enshrined into the hall. Colin Cowgill, the UK baseball great. Also, Sarah Rumley, volleyball player.
Ralph Hacker,
34 years on the UK radio network.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Hoover Bordner, cross country, indoor and outdoor track.
from 1986 to 89, and John Wall. Now, Randall Cobb couldn't make it. He sent a speech via video.
Mm-hmm.
But John Wall was there in person with his mother. Very well dressed was John, by the way. Which
no surprise. Yeah. He's been.
Yeah. And I can tell you right now, I liked the kid when he was here. He just did some things that exemplified to me that he got it. He understood what everything was, what the media's role was, what we wanted from him, what his role was on the team, obviously, and what his role was as a member of the community on the team.
And he has taken that with him and remained an ambassador. Mm-hmm. Of UK, yeah. I believe, all throughout his pro career so far, has shown back up here over and over again. He's back here every year for something.
Yeah.
Be it the alumni game or whatever. He always comes back.
Yep.
And he always gives back. And he's just gotten, I think, more beloved with every passing year.
And then in the NBA playoffs this year, he became a superstar. He got to another level. And he got paid that way as well after the season.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, I got a story for you about John Wall that kind of demonstrates him. So, and he talked about the three amigos. All right. Three amigos being him, Eric Bledsoe, DeMarcus Cousins. And having a lifelong bond because of their time together here. Now, Cousins and Bledsoe, both from Alabama. So, you remember the Villains game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had one at Rupp, and then they took it to the Yum Center. The Yum Center one was less attended by the media, and the game ended so late that by the time we got around to doing interviews, there was maybe like five of us in there waiting in the Yum Center for... So they had a table set up, Brandon Knight sitting there, then John Wall, then Bledsoe, then Cousins. And Cousins comes in kind of late or something. And I think John Wall makes the crack. It's the four amigos. And Cousins like, nah, there's three. There's three. Like, sorry, Brandon. Not sorry. You're not part of the three amigos. And we know DeMarcus Cousins. So what we're trying to do is get a funny soundbite.
Yes.
Something funny from DeMarcus Cousins. Because this is it for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's gone, and that's that. We're not going to see him again. He had just had a birthday in Las Vegas, did Cousins. And so I asked him the question, hey, how was your birthday in Vegas? To which he responded, well, we drank Kool-Aid. I mean, what you think we do in Vegas, my birthday, you know? Which is fine. I mean... I'm asking him about his birthday in Vegas. I mean, what is he going to say? You know?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I'm fishing. I'm fishing the whole time with these guys trying to get something fun. John Wall scolds him. John Wall says, man, you ain't going to say all that. Just tell him you had a good time. You had a good time on your birthday. That's all you got to say, man. Like John Wall is being a parent to DeMarcus.
Someone's got to be, right?
Right. But that just tells you something about him.
Yeah.
About, you know, his... His thoughtfulness for peeing me over here, asking a dumb question.
And for poor Brandon Knight, who's just feeling left out, wants to be the fourth amigo, can't be.
There can only be three.
All right, we got to get to this, because it's well, a little bit long.
And now it's 10:30, so I feel like we have to take another break. And so we'll take the break, then we'll do John Wall. I promise. We won't sit here and blabber on. We will take the break.
There's so much other stuff. Emmanuel Quickly.
I know.
He's coming to UK. Zion Williamson is here.
Haven't even talked about that yet. I mean, I've got a whole list of things here. This is for you,
Brandon Knight. That's what friends are for.
I was thinking this was for the three amigos, because, you know, John Wall, Eric Bledsoe, DeMarcus Cousins. This is your song, fellas. John Wall's Hall of Fame induction speech next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
That I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimat, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair. These are the nights to never
die, Father told me. Cheer on Joey Votto and your Cincinnati Reds when they take on Andrew Benintendi and the Boston Red Sox at Great American Ballpark, September 22nd through the 24th. Presented by Hershey's Reese's. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com. That's 513-381-REDS or Reds.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
How do you see the world?
Ha! At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles!
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards. Ha!
Hugging my mom.
Every day, for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Nothing but 1986 all morning. What is this right here?
Oh, Papa Don't Preach.
Is that right? This put her on the map, didn't it?
No, well, no. I think Like a Virgin did. This was after Like a Virgin.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It was after that one.
Yeah, you gotta follow the trail. Like, you're Like a Virgin. Then the next song is
Papa
Dad,
Don't Preach.
I'm pregnant. So that's how it goes in chronological order.
My gosh, if you've seen Reservoir Dogs,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's movie. And it doesn't the movie open with a dialogue on that song? Don't they discuss that movie and Quentin Tarantino gives his take on why the song is named? I mean, they argue back and forth over it.
I don't know.
Remember that?
I don't remember that part.
I think the movie opens with that. I can't believe you guys can't remember that. Anyway. Let's go to John Wall. Let's get it done right now and play this for you because it is well worth it. Stick with it. Listen here. You won't be disappointed. John Wall.
Man, man, what a night, what a night. Congratulations to all the other inductees. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Cal, thank you. It is an honor to stand before you all tonight as a member of the 2017 University of Kentucky Athletics Hall of Fame. The first member inducted under Coach Cal. It's crazy. I never thought such an honor would happen to me. I still can't believe this is happening. This journey began for me right here in 2009, Big Blue Nation. I was a kid from Raleigh, North Carolina. A kid with many dreams. A kid who lost his dad at the age of 9. A kid with a bad attitude, or at least that's what I was told. A kid with a chip on his skinny shoulders. A kid who many call and still call him mama boy. But you know I'm cool with that. But most importantly, I was a kid that just loved to play basketball. One of my first memories of the University of Kentucky is when Coach Cal came to visit me. I wanted to tell him I was a Tar Heel fan. I mean, what kid from the state of North Carolina didn't want to rock the Carolina blue? But needless to say, he won me and my mom over with his Coach Cal ways. The most important thing Coach Cal ever did was he came to visit my mom. A lot of coaches said they were scared to come to my neighborhood because it wasn't a good one. Coach Cal didn't care. If he wanted you to come to his school, he was going to pull up. And then, you know, to get the respect from my mom, she was scared for me to leave North Carolina. She said, I want you to stay close to home. It was a very tough decision for me because she had an aneurysm in her head. So I was dealing with that and not knowing if she was going to be able to survive or pass. But when she looked Coach Cal in his eyes and said yes, I knew I was going. She drove 8 hours to every game I had at Kentucky and never missed one. No matter if my youngest sister, Sierra, had school the next day or not, she made sure she made it. I also remember my first game here at Kentucky. I was nervous. I remember putting on that jersey for the first time, knowing all the history behind all the players and people that came to Kentucky, knowing one of my dreams was coming true to play college basketball. True to the game itself, it was fun. It was against Miami of Ohio. I hit the game-winning basket, a buzzer-beating shot. When I seen the reaction of these amazing fans here, I knew I found a home at Kentucky. There are countless other moments, such as Big Blue Madness, where I first did my dance, or playing at Madison Square Garden versus UConn, winning National Player of the Year Award, and even playing the NCAA tournament. But most important were the relationships that were created here. For instance, the three amigos, Boogie, E-Blade, and I, it's a bond that never will be broken. Those are my brothers for life. Thank you for always being there and always pushing me to be a better man and a better player. Kentucky brought us together, and nothing will never break that. Another relationship that I cherish the most is the one I have with Coach Cal. Coach Cal treated me like his own son. He didn't allow the hard-headed attitude or the kid I was to get in the way of my own success. He helped turn a kid with dreams into a man. He is still teaching me. He's never afraid to shoot me a text or tell me when I'm doing wrong or congratulate me when I'm putting up numbers in the assist column. He is more than a coach, and that's what a lot of people don't get to see. Coach Cal saw in me what I didn't see in myself. He saw my potential to be a leader on the floor. He taught me to see the court and make players around me better. And I hope you remember this, in May of 2009, you said, don't come here alone. You better leave with a lot of players. I took that to heart. And on April 7, 2010, Boogie, Patrick, E-Blade, Daniel, and I held a press conference to say we're always going pro. My accomplishments here at the University of Kentucky will forever be memories that I hold dear to my heart. They drive me to be the best I could be in the NBA. This journey would not be possible if it weren't for my family, friends, and teammates. I want to acknowledge some of them that are here with me today. Let them all know that I love and appreciate each and every one of them. My grandma, Frances Keith, my sisters, Tanya, Sierra, Rita, Renee, Kim, Aisha, my brothers, John, John, and Twan, all my aunts, nieces, nephews, and cousins, which is like 24 of them. The three A's for life, Boogie and E-Bled, my 5D brothers, Ty, Reggie, EJ and Bane, those are my childhood friends. And it's crazy, we had a talk earlier today of not, I've known some other guys for 20 years, 10 years, 15 years. Some of these guys I've known for, 12, 13 years. It's the bond we built. We came up and we knew we came from a tough beginning, but we all built a bond that nobody could break. I also want to thank my Washington Wizards family, Ted Leonsis, Ernie Grunfield, Tommy Shepard, and Coach Scott Brooks. My agent, Rich Paul, my Clutch family, thank you all guys for supporting me tonight. And last but not least, can you stand up? Can y'all give recognition to my mom, Frances Pulley? I I know I hope she don't cry, and I told her I wouldn't cry, but it might get a little difficult tonight. I just want to thank you. I just want to say thank you for being my mom. I know it's tough growing up with me and my two sisters, seeing my dad go to jail at a young age. And you sacrificing everything. I seen you pick me up from school, take me to school and only pick me up from school. And I always wondered what it feels like to be able to do things with my mom. I never had a chance. You always told me, when I was 16, you said, you know, as a hard-headed kid, I know you used to hate when I was in kindergarten. You had to sit in the parking lot a lot of times because I could never stay in school more than 30 minutes. I was always getting kicked out. And she had to drive 45 minutes to take me to school. Then all of a sudden, I started playing AU basketball. I met one of my close friends, EJ, you call him Grizzly. And she would miss a lot of tournaments, but she would sacrifice sometimes not paying the light bill. Chances are I can go play basketball. Then when I was 16 years old, I kept getting in trouble. She took basketball away from me. She said, either you can go down the same road as your dad and your brothers, or you can be somebody very special and change our family's life. And that's when I want to thank Coach Cal. My senior year, I got in a breaking and entering charge, just doing some dumb stuff as a kid that had the opportunity to go to college. And one of the first people that came down there in 24 hours was Coach Cal, and he said, listen, you come to school. We're getting you away from here. And a lot of coaches would have ran from there. They wouldn't have believed in me. They would have gave up on me. And to see what I did and what I have accomplished and the person I have became, I couldn't thank nobody else. I want to thank you, Mom, for being who you are, being a strong, powerful woman, having that gritty attitude that some people look at me and see in my face and they say, well, John Wall's not approachable. Well, I get it from my mom. And I'm cool with that because when you really get to know me, I'm really a loyal person. I'm a family person. And I just want to thank you for being my mom. I wouldn't ask for nobody else in this world to be my mom. I hope whoever I marry, whoever are the mom to my kids, they can be just as strong as one of you is and just as powerful. And I have one thing else to say. Hold on.
At this point, he's taking his suit coat off.
Yeah.
And putting on probably the jersey that he actually wore as a freshman because it's tight.
It is tight. Yeah.
I mean, it's like Rick Pitino's Lamar Jackson jersey on him.
Feel good to put this back on one more time too.
Yeah.
Looks good.
I want to say thank you to the Wildcats. I will forever be grateful. And also Big Blue Nation. Don't forever get the John Wall dance.
Which he does a little quick little John Wall dance deal there.
I mean, if that doesn't I teared up the first time I watched it. Yeah, I know. I just did it. I just did again.
I teared up the first time I watched it too. I mean, it just got me. And I just thought, God, I love this guy. This guy is just.
And this is also the kind of thing where, like, Coach Cal gets a bad, you know, rap all the, you know, for a lot of things.
There's a lot of haters.
And even, you know, he writes books called Players First so that he can make money off these books.
Right.
You know, I mean, but listen to that. And the sincerity in John Wall's voice, the gratitude and the obvious other coaches did turn their backs on me then and you didn't.
Yeah.
Is
Roy
apparent.
Williams.
Yeah. It's apparent.
North Carolina and Duke stayed away. They're like, oh, no, we want no part of this. And Calipari went down there and said, look, we're getting you out of this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going down that road. You're going this way. Imagine he could have gone the other way. That close.
Mm-hmm.
You're a kid. You get a breaking and entering charge. It could go the other way.
So easily. If you have someone, if you have people that at 17 years old, just say, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Not worth the risk.
Now, there are plenty of coaches.
And the three amigos, all of them.
Yeah.
That, you know, feel the same way about him, about Cal.
Well, you remember the whole investigation into Eric Bledsoe's grades? That could have gone the other way. They were very close to outing him for getting, you know, teachers help and changing grades and stuff. They tried to prove that case and tried to get the NCAA to come after Calipari and Bledsoe for that. But it was mainly to get at Calipari. DeMarcus Cousins, the problems he had. I mean, as a high schooler, he's got Charles Barkley calling him out, saying he's a knucklehead in high school. So then you add those, you bring those three guys
together
at Kentucky.
And look what
happens.
In
your first season here. And look at them now. Look at them now. It speaks volumes, obviously, for Calipari.
Those are all three guys that could have taken completely different routes in their lives.
But I told you that story before we played this, and John Wall showed his character while he was here. And now he's just grown up. He's, you know, he's an adult now, and he's lived life, and he continues to show his character. Just how about, I can't imagine, for me. I mean, I didn't grow up rich. I'm not rich now. My parents aren't rich. But I never had to struggle too bad. Like, I don't remember us not being able to pay the electric bill. I'm sure there were times where it was close or something, but I don't remember that. And John Wall's talking about his mother making the choice of, I'm going to let you play AAU basketball, and we're not going to pay the light bill.
I remember about halfway through his freshman season asking people, did John Wall's mom move up here? Because she's at every game.
Mm-hmm. She's driving 8 hours.
Every game.
Yeah. So, parents, the next time you're whining and complaining about driving across town to take your child somewhere, or moaning and griping about this, that, or the other, it's worth it.
The other thing that I did want to point out that John Wall said in here that Cal oftentimes gets criticized for is John Wall said, my mom told me I can follow in my daddy's footsteps, mm-hmm. or I can do something that will change this family's life forever.
Exactly.
That wasn't necessarily getting a college education. And I'm not saying that it's not, you know, that's not a helpful thing and all of that. But when Cal says, I'm in the business of changing families' lives, fixing generational things,
right,
where they can finally get break out of a cycle, that's what he's talking about. And that happened here.
That's why Calipari is still coaching college basketball. Yes, I know he enjoys coaching college basketball. But he has said before that he wasn't going to do it forever, that he would leave here and do other things. He had bigger goals in mind. He had more, you know, ideas of how he could affect the world other than a basketball game. And once he realized how he could do it by changing families' lives, that became his mission, his goal, his purpose that allows him to stay at Kentucky. If it's not for that, if he doesn't have that, and he doesn't justify it that way, then he is probably gone off and doing, you know, traveling with Bill Gates or something to, you know. So.
And he just landed Emmanuel Quickly, the top point guard for 2018 yesterday.
Yeah.
And Zion Williamson is on campus. And we got this football game we still got to talk about.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll keep talking about it. 381-1313 if you want to get in here at 11 o'clock here in about 10 minutes. Cornell Burbage was on that 1986 Kentucky team that last beat Florida 30 years ago. He'll join us at 11 o'clock on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Need replacement windows or siding? Call 888-4-CHAMPION now and save thousands of dollars with Champion Windows. Call today and receive 30% off windows and 25% off siding and roofing. Call 888-4-CHAMPION or stop by the showroom at Old Todd's Road, the only place in Central Kentucky to get genuine Champion windows.
Ride rough, ride tough.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Citizens Commerce is hosting their 5th annual Cowboy Up Day fundraiser to benefit pediatric cancer patients. Friday, September 29th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Citizens Commerce in Versailles will be having a cookout to raise money. There'll be lots of home-baked goodies for sale, as well as a silent auction for UK basketball tickets, autographed basketball, Privé spa certificate, and much more. Citizens Commerce is conveniently located at 534 Marseilles Road in Versailles. Come to Citizens Commerce, 5th Annual Cowboy Up Day.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, when I was looking at Billboard's Top 100 of 1986, I expected to see a lot more hair metal bands. Bon Jovi was the only one in here in the Top 100. Bon Jovi, without a doubt, broke through that barrier where it wasn't just the kids that had the blue jean jackets on with AC/DC written in Sharpie across the back.
I know they are a hair band, but I don't consider them that because...
Oh, they wore the makeup and everything, Mary Jo.
I know, but then they...
Teased up hair.
But they grew out of it and still were popular. Poison wasn't.
No. Yeah, they grew out of it. But at the time, in the 80s, Slippery When Wet...
New Jersey... Please, Bad Medicine.
Yeah. But Poison, Motley Crue, Cinderella, loved Cinderella. They were great. And then Guns N' Roses broke onto the scene and changed
the world, yeah.
Changed the world. Can Kentucky beat Florida before the end of the world, which is supposed to happen today? No Jordan Jones. We heard that from Stoops. He said, nope, not going to play. Can't do it. The shoulder injury, which, you know what? If he can come back, if it's not too serious, he needed to rest then. Because you've got the South Carolina game, you've got this Florida game. Next week it's Missouri or Eastern Michigan. One of the two. But the next 2 weeks is Eastern Michigan, Missouri, then it's a bye week. So if you want him down the stretch, you want Jordan Jones rested, healthy, ready to go. But
think about that, though. Also think about that.
Yeah.
If they beat Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You would think they're going to beat Eastern Michigan and Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, I've thought about it, Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that puts you at 6-0.
Sure does. Puts you in the top 25 today if you win.
I think so.
If you continue to win and you're 6-0 at the midway point.
Now, those two wins are not going to be hugely impressive, but they will. But to be 6-0 at halfway through the season... And undefeated in your conference, yes, they will be ranked.
If Kentucky gets to 6-0, I may have to go to Athens. It's been 2009 since I went.
Isn't that your thing? Don't you go?
No, they ask me to go every year.
Oh, you just get asked to go.
And I say, well, I've got to take off Friday night and not do the high school sports show, which I only get paid for if I do it. And then I got to take off Saturday morning radio. Which I only get paid for if I do it. And then I got to take off Sunday morning radio, which I only get paid for if I do it. And I have to find someone to fill in Saturday and Sunday. So I lose money while also spending more. And so it makes it hard to justify to my significant other. But when I went in 2009, Kentucky won at Georgia for the first time since, I don't know, 1976.
Was that Morgan Newton?
It was Morgan Newton and Derek Locke. And thank you, Washaun Ely, for fumbling inside the 5-yard line as Georgia was about to take the lead back. Kentucky was down, made a comeback in the second half. Georgia fires back, and it looks like, well, here goes Kentucky again. They're not gonna, and then, no. And then Georgia comes again. And I think it was Sam Maxwell, a Georgia native, who had the interception to seal it. I believe it was Sam Maxwell.
I think
Maxwell.
You're right, yes.
Yeah. I say I believe it was Sam Maxwell because the game was at 7:30.
Yeah.
And we were at the tailgate at
7:30 a.m.
That also bourbon barrel ale had just come out.
You didn't realize at the time that two of those is like 10 beers?
Right.
Which it is.
Moonshine, yeah. And those boys from Georgia, they were like, I got to have it. You got to bring it. So I brought two cases of bourbon barrel ale with me to that game, and I think it was gone by noon down there.
And so were you.
All right, coming up next year on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, we're going to talk to Cornell Burbage. There are some things about Cornell Burbage that I did not realize. Because in 1986, 85, I was more interested in the Chicago Bears than the Kentucky Wildcats at that time. So I don't remember. I remember the player strike in the 1987, you know. He was one of the replacement players for the Cowboys, was Cornell Burbage. And he was also on the 1986 team, the last one to beat the Florida Gators. We're going to talk to him next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9200. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility, travel,
protection, friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos, police, devastation, injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, an LM Communications broadcasting station.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita, or call 859-368-9265. Experimac, computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Fall is here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at classichomecenter.net.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomberson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Asked for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Girl, I can't understand it. Why you gonna hurt me?
Who is that? Who is that voice?
That's not Cameo.
Cameo?
Isn't that who's saying Word Up?
Oh, no, no, no. This is not Word Up, is it?
No, no, no. I thought we were playing Word Up.
No, we're not playing Word Up. This is,
Oh,
listen,
this
closely.
Is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah!
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Oh, you remember Arsenio Hall made fun of Eddie Murphy for this? Like, party out of time, party out of time. Eddie, this is Eddie Murphy jumping the shark right here.
Yeah.
He had Delirious, he had Raw, he had SNL, he had the movie career. He was at the height of his fame.
He got back on the shark, though.
Yeah. And he said, you know what? I'm going to sing a song. It made the Billboard Top 100 that year. Let's bring in Cornell Burbage. He was in college in 1986, the former Wildcat. So he remembers Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, was he not at his height of popularity, Cornell, in 1986?
He was probably at his height then. I remember when I was in school with his movies was always the, funniest movie.
When Raw came out.
Yeah. And Delirious. Raw's
still good.
Yeah. Raw's maybe
tough. Oh, yeah. These kids don't understand that, though. They don't know about that. So, I mean, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So you know what else these kids don't understand, Cornell?
What's that?
Beating Florida.
Yeah.
These kids don't know nothing about that.
It's been a generation, maybe two generations. My oldest son was actually in his mother's belly when we beat Florida. So now he has four kids, and I'm watching one of my grandchildren play now.
Wow.
And you know, so they don't understand. Yeah, you know, a lot of these kids don't understand how to beat Florida. But then back then we had the best schedule though, because we used to catch Florida in November.
Yeah.
When it was cold.
Yeah.
When it was, you know, it had some freezing rain, and they would come up here from, you know, sunny weather, and then when they get here, the daggone grass would be brown, and the fans was crazy, and we was crazy, and we just knew we could actually beat them. But who would have thought 30 years from now?
Yeah.
We nobody would have ever thought that. Nobody. And this is where we are now, so.
We're talking to former
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're talking to former Wildcat Cornell Burbidge here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You know, it helped that you had teammates named Mark Higgs, Mark Logan, Ivy Joe Hunter, Bill Ransdale, Chris Chenault. I mean, those are pretty good names in the history of Kentucky football.
Those are great names. And you know what's so amazing about that? They from the state of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
They from the state of Kentucky,
yeah.
Whereas there's a lot more pride that comes from kids from the state of Kentucky.
Yeah,
because you had to win, you had to play with some heart. You had to, because you had family there, you had cousins there, you had your grandmother there,
yeah.
You had everybody there. You know, so but I played with great players, and you know we didn't name Andy or Mary. You know, he was on that team. Yeah. Caldwell Gardner was on that team.
Yeah.
Micah Pfeiffer was on that team. I mean, we had just a ton of guys that just understood, you know, that Wildcat pride. And we knew in our 4 years, because every year we played Florida, it was a great game, except my freshman year. Freshman year we went down, they beat us 28 to nothing.
Yeah.
Come back my junior year, we lost. That's when we had Joker Phillips, Eric Pitts, George Adams. We had all of those guys, and we lost 25-17. And we could have tied the game, but we had a flag. I forgot what happened. Something happened where we actually scored, which would have tied the game, and they actually called it back. Then we came back my junior year, and we go down to Florida. They beat us 15-13. So we knew. Now, our last year, senior night or senior day, we knew we could beat Florida. And there was no doubt in our mind, because we had the attitude like our coach. Coach Jerry Claiborne, he was tough when he played.
Yeah.
You know, that guy, he held the, I think he had the interception record for years. And Coach Claiborne couldn't have been no bigger than 5'8". But he was he was one of the toughest coaches I ever had, and that guy just taught us so much. But the main thing he taught us was pride. He taught us how to have pride, and that's the way we actually played. So
well, it sure helps, because you talk about being from Kentucky. I mean, the last time it all came together for UK, 2007. That's Andre Woodson. That's Jacob Tammy. That's Keenan Burton. Burton. I mean, it's those guys from Kentucky. Yeah,
there is a formula to that. There is a formula to that. So. You know, it's just amazing. And just like you said, when you had Jacob Tammy and Woodson and all those guys, Burton, I mean, they from your backyard. And look at how those guys play.
Yeah.
They play with a sense of urgency, you know. And if we can get that tonight, and I love what Stoops is doing. And I love what he's doing. I love the guy. I think the guy does a great job. But we got to find a way tonight to just play with that urgency the whole night.
Yeah.
Because Florida will not lay down. So we have to play with that urgency the whole night. When they kick that ball off at 7:30, we have to be crazy. And the fans got to be crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the fans got to be up the whole night. People shouldn't sit down the whole night.
Right.
If you ain't there to stand up the whole night and just going nuts the whole night, you don't show up. Everybody should just be crazy when they could get in Commonwealth, I mean Kroger Field, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
When we get in Kroger Field, we ought to be crazy.
I'm on board 100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Now, I do want to back up to something you were saying about the Kentucky players, and I'm all on board with that. But part of the reason Florida has been Florida is because they get guys from their state, too, and their state produces some really good talent.
Yeah,
and that is true.
And so to watch what Stoops has done in Ohio, in Florida, and bringing some of these kids here helps as well. And you got to have a mix of both, right?
That's right.
Do you think this is a team that has enough mix of both that can get it done this year?
I actually think it is a team, because if you see, we are playing defense this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we are playing great defense. When you go to South Carolina and you hold South Carolina to what we held them to, I mean, hey, if we play defense like that, we're going to win a lot of games this year. I mean, we're going to be in a big bowl game this year. And I, like I said, I like everything that he's doing. Those guys, they look different. I mean, you go watch them guys practice, or you just see them on the field, they move different. They look different. He got his players in now. And you can tell that their, you know, weight program's good. Mm-hmm. Everything is good, because those guys look the part now. And they move good. We just got to get over that hump. It's like we snake bitten. When we play Florida, something always happens. Maybe we can't punch it in when we're in the red zone. But having Benny Snell, you having that kid,
he can punch it in.
Red he's zone, tough.
He's going to get an end zone. He reminded me of George Adams.
Mm.
When we had George Adams, anytime we was in the red zone, we was going to get touchdowns, not field goals. And you know, I just feel like this is the year to do it. 30 years is about that time.
I swear, if they allowed it, I think Benny Snell would grab somebody's helmet and throw him to the ground and step on their rear end as he walks over them into the end zone. He is just tough.
I believe he would.
Yeah, he is tough.
He's from the old school. I mean, he plays like he's from the daggone 80s.
Earl Campbell.
That's the way he actually played. That's right. That's how he actually played. And I know that sounds so crazy, man. You played in the '80s. Man, but you know what? At least we beat them. It's time for us. It's time for the 2000s. It's time for us to beat Florida. I want to be crazy tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I told my children, I said, we're going to the game, and we ain't expecting to come home till very, very late, because it's going to be a crazy night tonight. And I already told my wife, the babies are staying out late tonight, because we're going to be out there celebrating the whole night.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. We're talking to Cornell Burbidge, former Wildcat, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Is Stoops and company, are they very accepting of you as former players and stuff? Do they kind of welcome you guys back with open arms in that way?
Yeah, they pretty much opened the doors up for it. It's like, this is your home. This is you're always welcome. You are always welcome.
That's nice.
Unannounced or whatever, you can come here anytime you want to come, and that makes you feel good.
Yeah,
you know, because you want somebody to really appreciate what you did, and they actually show you that, you know, love. So I don't have no problem with it. I, like I said, I like everything that guy's doing, everything that he does, even his staff. I love everything that those guys are doing.
Yeah,
and I wish nothing but the best for him and his staff, and we just got to get over that hump. And if he gets over that hump, we can beat everybody else.
It really is the last true hump. They just got to get that monkey off their back. They've beaten everybody else at some point. Like,
exactly.
You just got to get rid of this one.
You got to get rid of that one. That's right.
Hey, for folks, I just wonder, before we let you go, I have to ask about this, because I didn't realize this about your days with the Cowboys. I mean, must have been, because you're a replacement player, and they just did that 30 for 30, like last week on that. I don't know if you saw that, but I mean, how tough was it? Did you take some verbal abuse, some stuff down there?
Well, it was a little different.
Yeah.
When I played, the whole Cowboy thing was totally different than the way the, you know, Redskins did.
Mm-hmm.
When they were talking about the strike,
yeah,
I just had a child born, okay? It was 87. My oldest son was born in April. So when they were talking about a strike, I actually told all the veterans, I said, look, I don't have a job. I have to take care of my baby.
Yeah.
And the only way I'm going to actually do it, I'm going to have to play.
Yeah.
So they wasn't verbal abusing me. I mean, they was calling me scab. I mean, that was okay. You can talk about me. I don't really care about that. I thought it was kind of funny. So when I played, and then once the strike was over, I actually stayed one extra week because Coach Landry actually liked me.
Hmm.
So then after that 1 week, then he actually let me go. So I came back in 88.
Yeah.
I made it all the way through training camp, and he cut me again.
Mm.
But that time, he said, Cornell, if anybody gets hurt, I'm definitely going to bring you back. So we got to week six. I'm thinking, oh, man, it's time to go get me a job because this ain't going to happen.
Oh.
I got the call.
Mm.
And when I got the call, I came in and I played 10 games.
Nice.
I played 10 games. I wound up second in the NFC kickoff returns.
22.4 yards.
22.4 yards, yep.
Yeah.
And it would have been better than that, but we played Cleveland, and they was pooching it, and I was catching the ball on, like, the 15-yard line. And once I caught it, they were standing there on about the 20 looking at me, smiling. Like, I ain't going to get no yards, but it's still in my average. So, you know, but I came back in 89, made the team, you know, but that's when Jimmy Johnson came in, and I made the team, made it the whole 16 games, and then he put me on plan B free agency. So I left, and I went to Minnesota, and I thought I made that team. Got to the last cut, and that's when Philadelphia cut Chris Carter. And when they cut Chris Carter, they had to make room, so they cut me.
And the rest is history.
Well,
the rest is history.
Chris Carter was your Wally Pip.
Yeah,
I would have cut myself. So that, you know, that ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
No,
and I always tell my children that. I said, look, I would have cut myself for him because that's a great. He was a great player.
Now, in 1987, you had three catches for 110 yards and a touchdown and a win over the Eagles. You had another touchdown against the Jets. But did I read this right? That at UK, you never scored a touchdown in 4 years?
Never scored a touchdown.
That is unbelievable to me.
Never scored a touchdown. Never scored a touchdown. But you got to remember, I played with five NFL backs.
You're right. Yeah.
I played with Mark Higgs, Mark Logan, George Adams, Abby Johanna, and Al Baker.
I mean, so Jerry didn't throw the ball all over the yard, did he?
No. I led the team in receiving my
senior year
with 24 catches.
Yeah.
I think it was, 25 catches. And I had
I looked at it the other day,
I had the most receiving yards my junior year. I think I only had 25 or 24 catches.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't really throw the ball, but one thing I could do, I could run. And every time we had pro day, I ran a 4.3, 4.35, somewhere around in there. But I always told people, I said, if I play for Hal Mumby, I'll be a very rich man now. Because I was part of that draft, the first round or second round.
Yeah.
It would have been no doubt I would have been drafted high.
You'd have gave Craig East to run for his money.
And I say that all the time. People think that I'm actually, you know, jealous of Craig. I'm not. I love Craig. Me and Craig is like best friends.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, if I played in the system Craig played in,
right,
I would have been the man just like him. I said, ain't no doubt, because I was kind of bigger than Craig, and me and Craig probably ran about the same, because Craig was fast, and I had the same type of speed, but the difference between me and Craig, I was probably stronger, because I used to bench about 350. And I used to be kind of daggone strong and kind of yoked up a little bit. You know, I just take my shirt off and walk around, and everybody looked at me all yoked up. And then I take my shirt off. I'm the guy that got the big old W on my stomach and saying, go Wildcats. I'm the big fat guy walking around now. You know?
Hey, Mary Jo, how about this? His teammates at Bryant Station when he played, Dermonti Dawson, NFL Hall of Fame, and Mark Logan and Cornell on the same team. So now you're at Bryan Station as an assistant coach, Cornell, and your boy Jalen is at quarterback. He's got, what, two more years after this one to play?
Well, he got one more year.
One more year. Okay, so he's this junior mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
He looks pretty good.
I am his father.
Look, I can't bring you on and not give you a chance to brag on your boy.
I think he is good. And I think that his better day is really, ahead of him because he's so athletic. But what people don't realize is Jalen should be in the 10th grade. He just turned 16 years old.
Mm.
And, the boy has a 4.25 grade point average.
Good grief.
He already scored a 20 on his ACT. He only took it twice.
Mm.
And he already scored a 20 on it. And all I'm hoping is I want UK to really take a serious look at him. Just really take a serious look at him and say, okay, look at his upside. Because I think he does a pretty good job. We don't have a lot over there this year, but just like I told him, this shows your leadership. You have to make your team better, and the only thing you can do is go out there every night and play as hard as you can play and just let the chips fall because somebody sees you.
Yeah.
Somebody sees
you. Well, if it's not UK, maybe it's the Ivy League. Nope. That wouldn't be so bad either, would it?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. University of Pennsylvania, they send them stuff every day.
That's a good education to have, man.
Yes, it is.
What do you think he projects position-wise at the next level?
Because he plays quarterback now, for everyone out there.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, yeah. He really don't want to play quarterback. I mean, it drives him crazy that he has to play quarterback. But we don't have anybody yet.
Yeah.
So it's like we got to put the ball in our best athlete hand and just hope for the best, But like I said, he is a great athlete, and I think that once all the dust settles, I think he will definitely land somewhere. Western is really showing a lot of interest. Western showing interest. Cincinnati showing interest.
Yeah.
So I just told him just keep working. Somebody will see you. And, good things happen for people who work hard.
Right.
And just keep working hard, and something good is definitely going to happen. But yes, I am proud. I walk around with my chest stuck out because I think he is but the best thing about he's a great kid.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He and I know most parents say that, but he is a great kid. This dude, when he gets home from practice, he sits on that couch. He does all his homework. He may not get in bed before 12:30, 1 o'clock every morning, and he got all AP classes.
Mm.
Wake up. Go to practice, do the same thing the very next day. He's up all night doing his homework. He don't miss a salmon. That's like I told him. You do not miss any homework assignment.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're up to 4 a.m. You have to get it done. Because when you get to college, this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is expected from you every day. This is what you have to do. So he done, grabbed the bull by his horns. And that's what he does. So, he does a great, he does a good job.
Hey, good job raising that kid. Good job.
Proud, proud papa, you can hear it. I know you'll be a proud Wildcat tonight. If
you'll be able to hear Cornell all throughout Kroger Field tonight.
That's right. You'll hear me. I'll be there.
Hey, thanks for taking time for away from that game you're watching this morning to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Well, it's not a good game right now. The Frankfurt Gators is beating my grandson's team. Oh, my God. But they have a running back for Frankfurt right now. Oh, you ought to see this kid.
Uh-oh.
This kid is unbelievable. I'm trying to tell you, this kid is unbelievable.
Is Craig Foley there?
I'm telling you, man. This kid is good.
Thanks again, Cornell. We appreciate it.
All right. All righty.
Cornell Barber is the former Wildcat on the last UK team to beat Florida, 1986. Gosh, we've still got a ton to cover, so we got to get to a break real quick. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Let's see. big, play big. Let's go.
How do we cap off a full weekend of football with a rock'em sock'em night of Monday Night Football? This time it's an NFC showdown.
They don't score, they don't win.
Dak Prescott and his Cowboys ride into Phoenix to take on Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals.
It's going to be a tough physical ball game.
We've got the call live. The only station in Lexington where you can hear the NFL is on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
A dining experience unlike any other. Gray's provides a fun, relaxed, casual environment serving global comfort food that is freshly made and organic. With its ever-changing chalkboard menu, you'll find a new and exciting meal every time you visit. Gray's can be found in Lexington at 207 South Limestone and in Winchester at 150 Combs Ferry Road. Reservations are suggested and can be made by calling the Lexington location at 859-309-9686 or the Winchester location at 859-745-0990. Gray's is open during dinner hours only.
Cheer on Joey Votto and your Cincinnati Reds when they take on Andrew Benintendi and the Boston Red Sox at Great American Ballpark, September 22nd through the 24th. Presented by Hershey's Reese's. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com. That's 513-381-REDS or Reds.com.
Fall is here. The leaves are clogging your gutters, and cleaning them can be a very messy, dangerous, time-consuming, and expensive problem. With Gutter Helmet, the nation's number one gutter protection, you will never clean your gutters again. Gutter Helmet prevents water damage and keeps gutters free of leaves and debris. Guaranteed for life. Call and save 20% at 859-554-2449 or online at ClassicHomeCenter.net.
Hi, folks. Richard Lomerson, owner of Gutter Helmet. Asked for it by name. Gutter Helmet.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's P-A-W-S-pets.org.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Ottawa Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Ottawa Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Where we're at now, we're one of the elite programs in the country. And they're not, so it probably means more to them than it does to us as far as the streak.
That's Greg Nord, the special teams coordinator there for Florida and former Wildcat himself and former Wildcat coach during the Jerry Claiborne era and a former Wildcat assistant during Joker Phillips' time as head coach at Kentucky. And Mary Jo, you know, he's speaking the truth. Florida is an elite program, and Kentucky's not. And the streak does mean more to Kentucky and Kentucky fans than it means to Florida. It does.
It does.
But to hear it from him and to hear it that cold-hearted, it sounds rough, does it not?
Yeah, he looks rough, by the way.
Let's get to the phone lines. Anthony is on the line. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Hey, good morning. Gosh, when you hear that from a former Kentucky alumni,
yes,
that should be more motivation for the Kentucky Wildcats football team.
They ought to play that.
Yeah, it should be. Although these Kentucky Wildcats would be like, Greg, who? Yeah. What?
Well, just the video is of him at Florida's press conference. So you got the big Florida background.
We're they can an elite play that program, and they're not.
Put that on the big screen at Kroger Field tonight. And pump the sound in of him saying that.
Yeah, then too, you know, being a former alumni, I don't know if he would be able to come back to Lexington again. Wow, that's pretty shocking, you know, if you think about it. And then, you know, of course, Kentucky did win that game 3 years ago down at the Swamp.
They did.
There was triple zeros on that scoreboard. So
there was.
I don't know. The Kentucky fans should be more riled up over that. But then again, it's got to be great motivation how we lost the game last year. And we had a sports announcer on CBS. No, not CBS. What was it on CBS? It was on CBS television show, Vern Lindquist. Kentucky is a basketball school, not a football school, but the Wildcats in football did rebound and did go to a bowl game, believe it or not. You know, even though we had lost Drew Barker, we didn't know a quarterback in the name of Steven Johnson. We didn't know Mr. Snell. We didn't know anything about him yet and so forth, but yet we rebounded and won the last 7 out of 10 games. But, of course, we did lose that bowl game, but we got to a bowl game, which was the key. And, and we should have a great game tonight, fellas, ladies and fellas.
Anthony, you feel like you feel good about this one tonight?
I don't know. It's so-so. It's like almost really like a toss-up. I like us 23-20. I think the fans are going to have to be the 12th person.
Yeah.
Going to have to be the 12th men and women out there to rally us on. If anything,
Cornell Berber said the same thing. Stand up the whole game, be loud.
Hey, the way it was against Florida a couple years ago, the last time Florida was here, I remember that. It was everybody stood, I think, most of the game. LSU in 2007, nobody sat down. I can tell you that.
Wow, yeah.
I can remember that.
What a classic. And still, LSU was the number one ranked team in the nation.
And national champions that year.
And we whooped them in Commonwealth Stadium. And yet, even though LSU did lose that game as the number one team in the nation, they still wind up winning the national championship.
Yeah.
In football that year.
Yeah, they sure did.
The number one team, you know. So,
correctamundo.
Yeah, you know.
Now, Florida ain't winning no national championship this year, but I'll still take a win over them.
Yeah, you know, people, we still undefeated. We 3-0.
There you go, Anthony.
This is what the fans wanted. If we can get to Florida in the fourth game of the season and being 3-0 going into that game, the Florida Gators hopefully have gone into a hornet's nest.
I hope you're right, Anthony. Thanks for the call, brother.
Okay, we see you later.
All right. Anthony, good call, but I thought that was a skit. I thought that the way he was, you know, talking, he was messing with us a little bit. But that's the passion in him right there coming out for Florida today. All right, John's on the line. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Welcome to the show. I just a report on a big track and field meet down in Berea today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sam Mitchell took 103rd out of 200.
There we go.
103rd out of 200.
This is my dad, by the way.
That's not half bad.
What was his time? I need his time.
Well, he set a goal of 15 minutes, did it 14.49.
All right. Woo! That's big.
Way to go, Sammy boy.
There you go, Sam. Hey, thanks, Dad, for the update.
Okay, talk with you later.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling in, Mr. Perino. We appreciate it. Hey, look. I will take any Saturday or Sunday morning the voice of a man from Minnesota. I just love the accent. It's just because it's so close to Da Bears.
Yeah.
I like Da Bears.
And my dad's a huge Bears fan.
He is.
It's heartbreaking.
I had no idea.
It's heartbreaking.
I thought that the Vikings for sure.
Right. Well, you would.
Yeah.
Because there's no rhyme or reason. He's like a big Alabama football fan, a big Kentucky basketball fan. He's one of those guys, right?
Well, but if he's for the Bears, then he's not one of those guys because they haven't won the Super Bowl since Kentucky beat Florida.
But my dad would say, here's the deal, Dan.
I wish I would have known this. I could have asked him.
I played in high school with a guy named Don Grunseth. And he went on to, his name is something like that. It's not totally that. Don Golsap. And he played for the Bears. So that's what he would tell you.
Bob Kowalski.
Yeah.
And that, 83.
That and I really like sausage.
Elmore High School. All right, back to the phones. Jack is on the line. 381-1313 if you want to jump in here.
Worst case scenario.
Okay.
Four seconds left. Kentucky's got a lead.
Jack,
Jack! Hang up on Jack! Hang up on Jack! We can't hear it!
It's 2017. The ball's in the air.
And Chris Doering's in the SEC Network studio in Charlotte, so we can't lose.
And Stoops is dumped with Gatorade. Three Kentucky defenders batted around and Florida receiver wide open scores.
That would never happen. I've never seen anything like that happen in my life. It would never happen.
What is this you speak of?
It's still on ESPN.
That was the worst case scenario. That was the worst case scenario.
People watch that in sports bars and restaurants still to this day and die laughing. I don't think.
Why did you call this morning, Jack? What's the point? What are you doing here?
Jack, are you worried about Vandy today?
Yeah, anchor down, Commodores.
I really think Vandy's got a shot.
Mm-mm.
I really do.
Well, at least we've established that Jack is crazy. So null and void on the call. We're good.
I don't think there's a key to this game. I think they're so evenly matched. I don't think there's really a key. Maybe special teams or the kicking game.
I would agree because both teams are good defensively.
Yeah.
And neither team has really Kentucky's offense has been better than Florida's, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But neither offense has lit a fire.
Has Benny Snell.
This might come down to McGinnis versus Florida's punter. Because if he backs you up and makes you go 75 yards every time, who knows what could happen.
Yeah. Well, I like Austin McGinnis, so.
Yeah. Okay, 4 seconds left.
Bye, Jack.
All right. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
I will hear nothing of the sort.
Yes, no.
No, I think he said evenly matched. What it's going to come down to, Stoops brought this up, and the numbers back it up too. But Stoops mentioned the percentages in winning as it relates to rushing yards. If you just have one more rushing yard than your opponent, something like 80% of the time you win in the SEC. And the numbers just keep going up. He was going through it. But Florida in two games has given up an average of about 200 yards rushing, which is a lot for a good defense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too much. Kentucky, on the other hand, has given up, you know, 50-something. Now you say, okay, South Carolina, not that good of a rushing team. Then you say, okay, EKU doesn't even count because they're an FCS school.
Yeah. But Southern Miss has a legitimate running back.
Right. Look, if you hold a team to under 100 yards rushing in the SEC, that counts. If you hold one of the nation's top running backs, Ito Smith, when I say top 15, okay? When you hold him to what you held him to, then it counts. It is a good run defense. So if Kentucky stops the run and then runs the ball well, doesn't have costly turnovers.
Turnovers are going to be key.
You can't do what you did against South Carolina. Florida will be up, you know, 10-0. You can't get down 10-0. You can't do that.
But learn from that South Carolina game, and if something does happen to you,
yeah,
forget about it.
Right.
Move on and keep playing.
You need to take it to them right away. You need to have one of those 8, 10, 12 play drives and score and pound them with Benny Snell and keep pounding them with Benny Snell, because by the fourth quarter, maybe you've, you know, worn that defense, gotten into their legs a little bit with Benny Snell.
It has happened before. Benny Snell has worn down teams before.
Now, he's probably going to need some help too.
Yes.
Because Benny can't be tired in the fourth quarter either. But did you not notice that against South Carolina, that it seemed as if Eddie Grant had that all in mind the whole time, that they'll get a heavier dose of Benny come the fourth quarter? We're going to lay off a little bit more in the first and second quarters and then really come at them. So do we have another call, Brad, or no? Do we need to take a break? All right, let's take it. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimac.
Experimac? What's that?
Experimac is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimac repairs it. Experimac, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The greatest voice of my generation.
She was. She was something else. Everything she did was a hit. That national anthem she sang.
Still the best ever.
Yeah.
Still the best ever.
Without a doubt. I mean, we got to hear her sing before we get going here. I mean, you can't just can't tease a voice like that and let the 20-year-olds that are listening not know what we're talking about here. Bobby Brown's wife. Oh, my gosh. Right off the bat, she hits you over the head.
Yep.
Whitney. R.I.P., baby.
Yep.
All right, this game, 1986, by the way. That's why we're playing this. We're not just pumping Whitney Houston sales.
Yeah. I mean, she don't need any more of that, Dan. Let's not blow smoke at Whitney Houston.
The Gators are last in the SEC in total offense and scoring offense.
Listen, isn't their only offensive touchdown a freak Hail Mary at the end of the Tennessee game? That's not an offensive touchdown. I get that counts and that won them the game, but that's not running an offense.
In eight quarters of football this season, that was it. The last play of the game last week, their first touchdown. Felipe Franks is their rookie quarterback. Talented. But, I mean, they don't have this Antonio Callaway, who had five catches for 129 yards and a touchdown against UK last year. That guy's a mess. Oh, he is in all kinds of trouble. He ain't playing this season. Then their top running back, Jordan Scarlett, he didn't kill the cats last year, but he's their best running back. I mean, now there's talk of potential criminal case against these guys involving credit card fraud. Nine players suspended. I haven't heard the latest on cornerback Duke Dawson. He's been in concussion protocol, Jim McElwain said. Said doesn't know if he's going to play or not. But he has three career pick sixes. Two interceptions and one pick six this season. That's kind of Florida's thing.
Yeah.
They have been doing this not just this year, last year, for years and years. Something like over the last 10 years, nobody has more pick sixes than Florida. So they... Michigan.
No, their defense has been their offense.
Yeah, the Michigan game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back-to-back pick sixes against Michigan. So that is going to be huge. You can't have a pick six. That's been their deal. They're next to last, though, in rushing defense. So UK first in the SEC in rushing defense. Florida third in the SEC, though, in sacks. That's where more turnovers can happen.
Yep.
Got to protect Steven Johnson. They had five sacks against Michigan. That's a Michigan offensive line.
We can't have Bunchy... Miss time again.
Nope. Yeah, Florida has now put together three straight multi-interception games going back to last season.
And you know they're feasting on Steven Johnson, right? I mean, you know that's their whole game plan here.
Yeah.
Is to get him to turn the ball over, which in the past he has had an issue with, and he threw a pick his first throw last game.
Yeah. Well, against Tennessee, Florida had three picks for the first time against an SEC opponent since UK last year, of course. All those stats like that show up, you know. And this freshman, C.J. Henderson, he had a pick six in back-to-back games. So if they don't have Duke Dawson, that helps Kentucky, obviously. But if they have Duke Dawson and C.J. Henderson out there, that's what helps Florida be Florida. Now, the other thing. We know what Austin McGinnis is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is a guy that's about to break the record for most made field goals in school history at Kentucky. Well, the Gators have a kicker, too. This kid had made 13 in a row and had a 46-yarder against Tennessee before he missed the next one. So he's one of their better kickers. So we already said the rushing game. If Kentucky wins that rushing game, you got to love their chances.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I mentioned all those interceptions and pick sixes. That may be the biggest key of the game is turnovers. The Gators are 7-19 when they lose the turnover battle since 2011. 10-1 under McElwain when they win the turnover battle.
Let me ask you this, and I'm not advocating this at all, but is there a storming that takes place should Kentucky beat Florida?
Without a doubt. 30 years? I even think it's justified. I don't know how you tell people not to storm after 30. You tell them to come and wear blue. You hand them pom-poms. You tell them all week, we have to sell this place out. You have to back this team. You tell them to stand, be crazy, be loud, come early, stay late. And then you say, wait a minute, guys. I know we just beat Florida for the first time in 30 years, but stay there. Don't get too excited. Don't get crazy.
I mean, Mark Stoops' head may explode if that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be on
the field.
You pay the fine. Look, I know the storming is, a health issue, I guess, danger, that kind of thing. But I don't. In football, it's a little different. There's more space. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Than a basketball court, yeah.
I don't know when I've heard. And not that I've looked for it, but I mean, when was the last time you heard of an injury in football field storming? There hasn't been a field storm this year. Oh, yeah, there has. There's been one. It was, I'm thinking of Baker Mayfield's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, planting the flag?
Yeah. Well, they can't tear the goalpost down.
No.
That's not going to happen. Those things come right on down.
But I do think, they just, you gotta empty out onto the field, don't you? You just got to.
So when was the last one? Was it LSU? Was that the last? Tennessee. It was Tennessee.
Yeah.
Beating Tennessee. Matt Roark being carried off.
Which was like the worst college football game in the history of college football games. But
it was.
But yeah. LSU. Tennessee. It's just got to. I mean, it's just got to happen.
I just have this image in my head of Jacob Tammy. Tears streaming down his face after beating LSU and being asked.
I often have an image in my head of Jacob Tammy, too.
And he's asked, and he's like, we just work so hard for this. And it just means so much, to get the payoff. There will be tears of joy. I don't know who would anyone on that team tear up? Who would tear up? If they beat Florida. I don't think anybody really, right?
Well, I don't know.
Who is that invested emotionally?
Well, I'm sure all these guys are invested in the team, Dan.
Well, I'm not questioning that. But Jacob Tammy's was a different level.
Yeah, it was.
That was something else. Also, it was his senior year, and to see it building, and that was the number one team in the country. If Florida came in here number one in the country.
I'm trying to think of, Kentucky boys, right?
Well, Cash Daniel.
Landon, I think those guys, even though they've only been here, this is just their second year, I think they know what it means.
Yeah. Matt Elam talked about what it means. Yeah, I don't see any of the current players tearing up. If it was the number one team in the country, maybe. Uh-oh, here we go. Kentucky is picked by Desmond. Oh, who was it? We don't have Rewind.
You were right.
Who's the guest?
Keegan Michael Peel.
Oh, from Key and Peel? Okay. So Peel picked Florida. Is that his name? I can't say all that other stuff. Keegan Michael Peel. All right, so Herbie picked Kentucky for the second straight week.
Yes.
Coach Corso.
Everyone picked Kentucky except the
and
Key
Desmond
and Peel
Howard.
Guy. Yeah. You were right. You said it was going to be everybody but one.
Yep.
Now we're going to lose. It's not going to happen. Herbie's going to pick Kentucky.
And they're watching game day, by the way.
Kentucky against all y'all.
Steven Johnson basically said, or one of them basically said, we always watch game day. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the game all day. We're watching game day. So they just saw themselves be picked by everybody except Peel.
By everybody except Peel.
I mean, what does Peel know about football anyway? Why are they doing the show in New York City?
I don't... New York City? I mean, this is a... That's great. I don't know. But what... I mean... Are you glad that they're watching Game Day and saw that? Because they always relish the underdog.
Right.
But, listen, Kentucky's always the underdog. They know. That well, at some point, if you want to be a great program, you aren't the underdog. Right? Yeah. Alabama never says, hey, count us out if you want to. I'll be against your own better judgment.
But, yes, it's worked to their benefit for Stoops to say nobody believes in us. Nobody's picking us. They say we can't win. Well, it's the opposite this week.
Yeah, and they've been saying that for 30 years, so being the underdog doesn't necessarily help you in this case. So you might as well say, listen, everybody thinks you can win, so go out there and win. Everybody thinks you can do it.
Right.
Do it!
Do it. If they do it, it'll be Kentucky's first 2-0 start in the SEC for the first time since the 1977 team went undefeated in league play. It would be the first 4-0 start since 2008. Hey. Kentucky's making moves. 10-4 in the last 14 overall. I mean, that is good. That's good. Oh, I'm worked up. We got all day. We got to wait all day for this thing. By the way, this one little thing here we haven't mentioned yet is the familiarity that Florida's defensive coordinator has with Mark Stoops. That's Randy Shannon.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops worked for Randy Shannon at Miami. He was his DB coach. So they know each other very well. And then, of course, Lamar Thomas and Shannon were teammates at the U. Oh, by the way, one more thing. Randall Cobb, of course, he didn't make it for the Hall of Fame thing. I would guess he's not going to be here tonight. Maybe he will. I don't know. But at halftime, they'll honor all the UK Hall of Fame inductees. Garrett Johnson's going to pass him tonight. Garrett Johnson's 6 yards away of tying Randall Cobb for 7th all-time in UK receiving yards. So, that's going to happen. So is this. Kentucky's dropping the sledgehammer. On the 30-year streak today.
And if that happens, I will take that Peter Gabriel reference just a little bit farther. And I will take my boombox to play In Your Eyes outside of Mark Stoops' house tomorrow.
Join us tomorrow. Adam Lefko from Bleacher Report will talk NFL, and of course we're going to discuss this game and much more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Go Cats!
They're giving $10,000.
Yes, they are.
To a student because a football player runs a kickback for a touchdown.
Every single time something happens, I got to hear one of you guys just, oh, my God.
$10,000 to a student off an athlete's back.
Come on. It's not that big a deal.
At this point, I think more than a few people are finally looking at it and saying,
whatever.
Some of the stipulations, okay, you can say whatever if you want to.
You asked my opinion on it.
Right.
Okay, I'm giving you my opinion on it.
Mike and Mike.